Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What is up? Thank you all for tuning in. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, and this is Asian Wave 101, your weekly provider of Asian music and entertainment news. This week, some big news coming in from Hong Kong, more on that later, and some interesting songs from back in the day and some recent releases. So let's get right into it. First, from Korea, starting us off, we have a boy band called SHINee. They are a 5-member group that debuted back in 2008, and since then they've gone on to become one of the leading idol groups in the Korean pop industry and its recent spread across the globe. The song from them today is called Ring Ding Dong, off their third EP, 2009, Year of Us, and it was actually around this time that they started getting popularity very quickly, and the song is a departure from the songs they did in the past. It's more of a performance piece and showcases their vocals a bit more, and it's a pretty cool track. Let's give that a listen. SHINee, Ring Ding Dong, coming up soon.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
No.
So that was Shiny, Ring Ding Dong, on Asian Wave 101. Just an insanely catchy song, and it's one of their biggest hits. It was number one on the charts when it was released, and it makes a great ringtone. I should know because it's my ringtone. And if you liked Ring Ding Dong, do check out some more of Shiny. Very recently, member Taemin made his solo debut, the first out of all the members. You can check that out too. Moving on, this week, just this week, a couple days ago, it was the 8th anniversary of the debut of one of my personal favorite Korean bands of all time. 8 years ago, on August 19th, Big Bang made their debut. It's been a long time, and they're still going strong. They're one of the most successful groups in Korea, and one of the most recognized groups in international industries, and one of the few to have held their own world tour. They've collaborated with popular artists from overseas, and members have even received offers from labels overseas. They definitely carved out a niche for themselves, writing and producing all their own work. Specifically, member G-Dragon has been doing that a lot, and just being really versatile with the genres that they perform in. And the song from Big Bang today is from around the time they debuted, a bit of a throwback. It's called La La La. When Big Bang first debuted, they were a more hip-hop influenced group and later transitioned into other styles. And this song really showcases that. In honor of their 8 years since debut, Big Bang, La La La. So that was Big Bang's La La La, one of their earliest tracks. One thing that I recommend you do now is to go and check out some of their newer stuff to hear their transition and how they've grown as artists. It's been reported that they will release a new album sometime before the year ends and that they've already started working on songs. So congratulations on 8 years to Big Bang and hopefully to many more to come. So next, a girl group from Taiwan called Populady. They were formed by HIM International as the follow-up little sister group to the popular trio SHE. They've gotten a good amount of attention since they debuted. Their EP Keep Loving landed in the top 10 of the charts when it was released back in 2012. And they are different from SHE, though, in that they aren't focused on harmonized vocal performances or appeal based on distinct personalities. They are more inspired by K-pop groups in terms of their synchronized choreography and how their outfits are stylized. Their name is also a play on the word popular, which one of the members says reflects their wish to become popular as people hear their songs, and they chose the word lady as opposed to girl or baby to show they can be cute and girly but still mature and refined. The song from them today is called Ronghuala, which means melted in Mandarin, and it's more or less about finding love and warmth and the warmth it brings to the heart, and all troubles just seem to melt away, if you will. Populady, Melted, coming right up.
Thank you. So we're having a f***ing party. It's going to be awesome.
Music Waste and CITR 101.9 are pleased to present the 10th annual Victory Square Block Party on August 31st.
Ooh, yeah!
This free day of music features the Shilohs, Cool, Dead Soft, Tough Age, Supermoon, Purple Heart Social Club, Nervous Talk, and Fountain, plus DJs Cherche La Femme and Richard McFarlane. Come down to Victory Square from 2 to 9 p.m., located on the corner of Canby Street and West Hastings.
Can do!
For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
We are back, and right before the break was Pop You Lady, SHE's Little Sisters. There's something soothing about the song Melted, so hopefully you enjoyed that. And now, feeling a little less stressed than you were previously, they're coming out with a brand new album very soon, tomorrow, from what I've heard. So there's that to look forward to. Check them out. And now we're going to move on to the next track that we have. It is by a girl group from Korea that has also recently celebrated an anniversary, but unlike Big Bang, it wasn't 8 years. Bestie, the girl group in question, recently celebrated their 1 year since debut, and they celebrated with their first EP titled Hot Baby and a single of the same name. That is what we'll be listening to today. Hot Baby, the lyrics describe love on a summer day and as you're enjoying the company of your significant other, making memories in the summer sun. It's upbeat, it's fun, and since summer is coming to an end, unfortunately, I figured we could listen to this song and enjoy what precious little time is left to the summer. So let's check it out. Bestie, Hot Baby.
Think about you, 너와 함께 하길 바래. Think about you, 몰래 걸리 여름밤.
bestie Hot Baby on Asian Wave 101, a song for you to enjoy in what's left of the summer with the one you love. Congratulations to bestie on a great year and best of luck in your careers. Let's see what the next year brings for this group. They definitely have the potential to be an amazing group, and the future looks bright for them. Next is a song from a veteran mandopop artist from China who goes by the name Yang Qun. Yang Qun is a popular singer who debuted in 2002, and he is known for his well-composed ballads and his husky singing voice. He made huge waves with the song Wu So Wei, which means does not matter. It was a huge hit, particularly with younger generations. And the song describes how people have happiness when they're in a loving relationship, yet when it all ends, none of what had been really matters anymore. The song isn't just about love, though. It explores feelings of aimlessness, how the pain builds up, and only by learning to let go and continue on can you really be free. This is a definite Mandarin pop classic. You can really feel the raw emotion in this song. That's coming up right now. Yang Qun, Does Not Matter, on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh.
That was Yang Quinn Does Not Matter. His music always conveys emotions very well, and that's what makes him so likable, in that you can appreciate his music even if you don't really relate to it. Yang Quinn is also currently a judge on The Voice of China, and you can catch him cracking jokes as well as perform on the show. If you liked his song, you can check out more of his music and see him mentoring hopeful singers on The Voice of China. Now is that time of the week where we see what's been making headlines in the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first up, from Korea, FX's Suri and Cheja of Dynamic Duo are confirmed to be a couple. After almost a year of speculation and a media source has revealed more evidence that they are indeed more than friends, and reps from both sides have confirmed that the two are in a relationship. A media source posted pictures of the two enjoying a date together on the night of the supermoon on August 10th at Namsan Park in Seoul, and they then went to a drive-in theater to watch a movie Suri is featured in. After all the speculation, reps for both sides have confirmed that the two are dating, and Amoeba Culture, Cheja's agency, was the more direct of the two, saying that the two started as a close senior and junior and then developed feelings for each other as they grew to depend on each other a little bit more, and that they are asking for the public's love and support. Now that both sides have settled this matter once and for all, hopefully they can go on as a couple in peace from now on, as there are still some that are denying any of this is true. But both sides have acknowledged that the two of them are together, and they have acknowledged their relationship that has been going on for a while now. So best of luck to the both of them, and wishing them all the happiness in their life as a couple. Moving on, this piece of news also coming in from Korea. South Korean boy band EXO's manager got into a bit of a scuffle with airport security in China. Last week, the boy band EXO traveled to Nanjing, China, to perform at the opening ceremony of the Youth Olympic Games. However, the group was stopped by customs officers at the airport, as there were reportedly issues with the contents of their luggage. The airport security staff requested that the members open their luggage for checks, and EXO's manager refused to oblige and showed his displeasure by scolding the security guards and also allegedly kicking the table and luggage, which hit some fans who were standing nearby. Amongst everything that was going on, EXO's manager then shone a light into the fans' eyes to prevent them from snapping photos. A fan's camera was knocked to the ground, heightening the chaotic situation, and eventually the airport staff were able to subdue the manager and forcefully escort him away from the scene. Although the members of EXO did not get involved in the actual scuffle, the Chinese member Tao was seen looking distressed as he constantly turned his head to look for his fellow groupmates while being escorted out of the airport. Meanwhile, witnesses have stated that the dispute was, in fact, caused by the airport staff having a very bad attitude, and Tao and Luhan were also said to have tried to mediate between both sides, but to no real avail. So after the news of this incident spread, SM Entertainment, their agency, clarified that the disagreement started between the airport staff and EXO's bodyguards, not with the manager himself, and the police were not involved, and everything was resolved without problems at the airport. So news like this seems to be fairly common when people just don't seem to see eye to eye with airport staff and airport security. But in the end, the bottom line is that the staff have only your safety and the safety of other passengers in mind. So next time, EXO manager, whatever had happened, whatever had gone on, just know that they are trying to do their job. They're trying to keep people safe. And next time, just cooperate. Moving on, this next piece of news coming in from Hong Kong. It's been a pretty big headline within the Chinese speaking world, because it involves JC Chan, the son of Jackie Chan, and it involves drugs. So last week on August 14th, exactly a week ago, JC Chan was arrested on drug related charges alongside Taiwanese actor Kai Ko in Beijing. The Beijing police said that they were detained on Thursday and that after doing a search of JC's Beijing home, they found more than 100 grams of marijuana hidden around the residence. And this arrest comes amid an ongoing crackdown on drugs, which has already pegged several Chinese celebrities and other public figures. And it's following a June statement by Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for forceful measures to tackle illegal drug use. And a government anti-drug advisor told the Associated Press that Chinese celebrities were being targeted because of their influence that they have on large numbers of fans. However, the deputy director of the Beijing Municipal Anti-Drug Office has said that they're not specifically targeting celebrities, but if there is an increased crackdown on drug use, then the number of celebrity offenders will also rise by default. Just last week, 42 artist management agencies in Beijing signed an agreement with the police pledging not to recruit celebrities with reported drug use problems, and JC and Kai are the latest celebrities to be caught in this high-profile crackdown, and Chinese actor who goes by Gao Hu was arrested in August for drug possession. This is turning into a much bigger issue than originally it seemed, because now JC's father, Jackie Chan, is now getting involved in this as well, because Jackie was named a goodwill ambassador for the narcotics control by Chinese police in 2009. And it's very bad for his reputation as well as a public figure for their whole family. So Kai Ko, who is netted on an accusation of only using the drugs, will be sentenced to a 2-week detention term, and he will be released most likely on August 28th, and will face some more interrogation when he returns to Taiwan. JC, however, because of his possession of 100 grams and the fact that he had admitted to be using the drug for about 8 years now, will face a much, much steeper punishment, because law in China states that if anyone consumes more than 50 grams of an illegal drug, they will face anywhere from 3 years in prison to essentially a death penalty. So Jackie has been involved in this case as well. At the time when JC was caught, Jackie was in London promoting a new movie. And once he heard, he immediately dropped everything and headed back to Beijing in order to see if he can help his son. So he was turned away because as long as the trial has not started, authorities are allowed to decline any sort of visitation. And Jackie later went on a bit of a period where he was very stressed. He was trying to think of some way that he could help his son. And he finally broke his silence by posting on Weibo, "First, I want to thank all the friends for your concern. When my son JC did something like this, I was very enraged and very surprised. As a public figure, I am very ashamed. As a father, my heart aches. His mother, in particular, is heartbroken. I hope the younger people would learn from a lesson from JC and stay away from the dangers of drugs. Here, I want to say to my son, when you make a mistake, you have to accept the consequences. As your father, I am willing to face the road ahead alongside with you. And in the end, I have been a poor father and also have to take responsibility. I also deeply bow an apology on behalf of JC to the community and the general public. Thank you, everyone." In an article that was published just today, it is reported that as many as 120 more celebrities may come under investigation due to JC's extensive circle of friends, and that he used his residence to host parties where reportedly people were introduced to the marijuana drug. So incidences like this are quite common in the entertainment industry, but in a place like China, in the Chinese entertainment industry or the Korean entertainment industry, where things such as marijuana are still very taboo, it's still illegal, this is bad for everyone, including Kai Ko. Even though his sentence is light, in 2012 he appeared on an anti-drug advertisement where he said, "I don't use drugs," alongside other celebrities. And this, he may come out of this with everything else intact, but his reputation is now ruined. So hopefully everyone learns a bit of a lesson from this, and we'll move on from there. that is going to do it for this week's entertainment news. Tune in next week for more news stories that'll maybe make you laugh, make you cry, shock you, or maybe a combination of all the above. Regardless, we're going to take a quick break right now. More news stories next week. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't touch that dial.
The Jalagas issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
CITR has revived. Its long dormant beginner show, It Ain't Easy Being Green. With the support of experienced programmers, this show offers fully trained CITR members, especially students, the opportunity to get on the air.
Thursday. Thursday. 11.
It Ain't Easy Being Green on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on Asian Wave 101, and now we have our special Canadian Artist of the Week. This week, one of my favorite artists, a Toronto-based hip-hop musician who goes by the name D. Pride. He is an indie hip-hop artist who got attention for his music through posting his work on YouTube, and his channel now has over 300,000 subscribers. The track from him today is called Did It On My Own, off his 2011 mixtape, Mars. He talks about how he came up on his own and what he had to face coming up. So let's take a listen to that. It's a very inspirational track. It's very raw as well. And you can really hear just the sort of work and the dedication that he has towards his craft. D. Pride, Did It On My Own, coming right up.
Let's go.
Every track I put my verses on, I'm blatantly hurting y'all, ending all your shows. The curtain called to certain songs, Asian Steve Urkel, murking the surface urgent to you worthless little stains on my shirt. I'm your detergent, I'm about to show you kittens that the dog is out. Every rapper I started, I fathered, they're all adopted now. I don't see you babies, ain't no ultrasound, I'm Austin Powers mojo on a track. Once I own it, it's a rap. Every beat they sent to me, got me making y'all look elementary. All your rappers talk a lot, no Nestle. I get a rip and come listen when I rap this beat, hey! So you ain't gotta tell me, make my flow tighter. Jung and I did it without a ghostwriter. But really, I was friggin' lethal. And I ain't really acting racial, but my skin is running rapid. I was chinky, but surprising when I spit just like a black kid. Scary like an arachnid. Dare me to show some action. I blasted all on the track. Mariah Carey in a cannon. No gunplay? Still, I'm killing writtens to a measure. I ain't gotta sell dope. I just spit it on a record. Got the mind of an Einstein. Shakespeare when I write rhymes. Goliath when I'm at my prime. David when it is fight time. Hey, just know my music's dirty. Who would hurt me? Wanna match with me? Homie, you ain't worthy, cause you know that we got. Who we got? I'll be ripping this raw. They didn't know it's been cracked all night. All these raps I brought, no chicken and fall. Not the type to stay around. I'ma lay it down. I'm letting me be free to do what I want, cause nobody will ever be. Oh, when they come and try to believe in me, I'm a wolf on this. Need all the verses and hooks on my. Need my look on my. Sugar my. You're robbing the stage like a crook on my. Let's go. I know y'all are just mad. None of y'all all wanna borrow the fact that I made it. Made it. Mad that I'm doing.
doing this all for my mom and dad. Killing a ribbon, these buzzes and rhythms, the fact is I'm here and I'm planning to stay. Sick and I've risen the pitches and quirked that I'm wild, it's sort of an animal cage. Missing my lyrical fizz on the internet, sorry, well, I'll just go back to that stage. I split this whole thing, you're an imbecile kid, and I'm leaving right now, so just have a nice day.
D Pride on Asian Wave 101, showing love to our locals. He's doing big things, and he's achieved what some artists like him never do. He signed, he worked with Joe Budden of Slaughterhouse on another track from the same mixtape. And in 2011, he toured with J. Cole across Canada. So if you like hip-hop, D Pride is another great artist for you to check out. You can find all of his music on YouTube. Just look for his channel. His name is spelled D-P-R-Y-D-E. Our next track is also from an indie hip-hop artist. This time, he is from Korea, and he's called San-E. San-E is signed with Brand New Music, a label in South Korea, but previously he was an artist under JYP Entertainment, the same label that manages 2PM, The Wonder Girls, and Miss A. He parted with the company earlier this year, and since then he has just been releasing hip-hop gold. All his releases since his departure have all been solid songs, and the song from San-E today is called Body Language, featuring label mate Bumkey on the hook. The song is quite funny in the sense that it's very explicit and unabashedly so. San-E talks about what he'd like to do with a girl and some of the naughtier things, and even goes into detail about what kind of role play they do. But regardless, the song is produced very well, and San-E's flow suits the song perfectly. He's really been able to go further with his music since leaving his previous label. That's coming up next, and after, we'll switch it up a bit with Taiwanese pop star Elva Xiao.
Girl, do you want it? 원하는 게 뭐니? I give it to you, girl. 보여줄게 내 성이. Your body, my body. We love it, we love it. Oh shit. 아무 말도 말고 바로 말 그대로 오해. 넌 참 살리연해. 타이거처럼 오늘 밤 밤 난 널 범해. Oops. I'm in one hand 정해볼래 놀이 컨셉 난 선생 넌 학생 진도 빠르게 나가볼게
Faster.
자 영어 시간 오늘 배울 단어는 slave 맞았다서 노예 노예처럼 아무 말 하지 말고 대답해 둘중 no yeah 다음은 수학 시간 어떻게 felt가 아니 더해 마지막 체육 시간 몸을 움직여 harder better stronger
Faster.
이렇게 우리 사랑을 안해 하고 또 하고 또 하고 또 해도 절대 질리지 않네 머리 뒤로 묶어 놀리건 플릭은 올려 스트릿부터 정장 교복까지 견연 청순한 얼굴에 더러운 말까지의 위에서 다리 뒤에서 앞에서 끝까지 미안해 들어가기 전에 확인하고 싶어 그런데 제가 싹
Girl, do you want it? 원하는 게 뭐니? I'll give it to you, girl 보여줄게 내 성이 Your body, my body We love it, we love it
Oh shit 아무 말도 말고 바로
Don't you understand
Body language, body language
I'm speaking
body language Body language
I'm speaking
Body language Body language
Let's slow it down, girl 이번엔 네가 말해줘 your fantasy 어디가 아파 오셨나요 왜 이리 단추 풀고 가슴 대반에 손을 정진기 Let me see
네 심장 소리가 I love doctor 아프면 말해 낮에 밤이나 네 밤자나 다 돼 What's your fetish girl? 뭐? 랩 잘하는 남자? Damn 난해 나나 말이야 말 내 위 올라타 들썩들썩 채 위 up and down 달리기 원해
yes.
준비한 거 꺼내
yes.
With me baby if you wanna go
Faster.
머리부터 발끝까지 짐 바르고 싶어 날 세워주고 받아주는 너의 속은 깊어 네 아름다운 선율 마치 오케스트라 풀다운 받기 잘했어 come on try 벌써 단방법 따로 운동 안 해도 돼 네 오다니만 베껴 딴 거 난 표절해 끝에도 나란 듯 보이는 finish line 말하지 않아도 알아요 초코 크림 파이
Girl do you want it? 원하는 게 뭐니 I'll give it to you girl 보여줄게 내 성이 Your body, my body We love it, we love it
Oh shit 아무 말도 말고 바로
Don't you understand
Body language, body, body language
I'm speaking
Body language, body, body language
I'm speaking
Body language, body,
8시 일어나야 해 8시 알람 맞춰놔야 돼 그럼 7시 일어남 1시 가는 Make it love, make it love, make it love
9시 일어나야 해 8시 알람 맞춰놔야 돼 그럼 7시 일어남 1시 가는 Make it love, make it love, make it love Girl, do you want it? 원하는 게 뭐니? I'll give it to you, girl 보여줄게 내 성이 Your body, my body We love it, we love it
Oh shit, 아무 말도 말고 바로
Don't you understand
Body language, body, body language
I'm speaking
body language, body, body
I'm
language
speaking,
I'm speaking body language, body, body language
Oh shit
저기요, 잠 좀 잡시다, 잠 좀 몇 시야 지금
All right, two great tracks back to back. San Yi and Elva Xiao. August seems to be a great month for comebacks of all kinds. San Yi's track was released early this month, and Elva will be making a comeback with a brand new album tomorrow, in fact, and several artists from Korea and the Chinese language industry, music industry, will be making returns in the near future. Elva's song, which is called 不解释亲吻, which essentially is translated to Don't Explain, Kiss Me. It's officially titled Shut Up and Kiss Me in English, and it's a bit of a departure from her usual style. She doesn't usually do electro-style music, but it's cool since she is coming out with a new album. This reinvention of her image is a transition for her as an artist, and the song was one of three tracks that made for a pre-release single. Her new album will be a good listen for lovers of mandopop, and luckily, we won't have to wait for too long. Next, South Korea's leading girl group, Girls' Generation, with one of their most well-known songs. The track is called Sowoneul Mareba, which is translated to Tell Me Your Wish, otherwise known as Genie. This song is always a great listening choice. It's produced well, the girls sing it well, and it's a little something for the fellas. Because I want to ask the fellas for a second, how do you feel knowing that they're singing to you, singing, I'm your genie, tell me your wish? Yeah, that's something interesting now, isn't it? Anyway, that's coming up next, Girls Generation, Genie.
Yeah. genie for your wish.
Girls' Generation, Korea's top girl group, and why do I say that? Because I once heard their song playing on the radio while I was at the supermarket. That is how you know that a person is actually famous. But they are a good group, and they've been doing this for 7 years now, and their position as one of the top groups in Korea is still uncontested. Go and check out some of their other songs. I recommend Run, Devil, Run. And with that, we've come to the last track of the day, which is a request from a listener. It is Jay Chow, 最长的电影, meaning longest movie. It's another great ballad from one of the greatest mandopop artists around. It's off his 2007 album, On the Run. And if you want to request a song, do send me an email to asianwave101@gmail.com. Once again, asianwave101@gmail.com. Also, if you have any thoughts on this week's news, send me an email also. I want to hear from you. That will do it for this week's show. Stick around for an hour of CMORG hosted by Mattab right after this. I'm Steve. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, everyone.
Seymour Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Seymour lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver.
فراموشت کنم ولی نبود، تو سینم بیت و خاموشت کنم ولی نبود، گپان عاشقانم با نگاهت گله بود، مواسا باغ گل پوشت کنم ولی نبود، نه ات خواست و نه ات باش که بشت با هم بشیم، اگه من در ایشان آواش صدای غم بشین، تو چشمم خیره بودی و به مدگاهت بری، زیادی از سرم تو لحظه